When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Paul McCartney in studio yesterday. And one problem with the President of the United States got about Jerome Powell. I was surprised he was appointed. That's because he appointed him. That's my new policy now. Anything I do, I'm just going to say, surprised that happened. I yelled, I was impatient, I forgot to do something. Surprised that happened.
Who says you can't be surprised by actions you took? You could look back in hindsight and say, you know what?
That's fair.
I am surprised I did that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Well, very salient.
Thank you.
Yes, very salient. Death penalty or not, let's get to it. Death penalty or not, our guy Joe Thompson, he's on with us once, so let's just call him our guy. Joe, we'd like that press conference not at 3 o'clock. We'd like to have be able to talk about it the day of, but the press conference was at 3 o'clock yesterday, laid out more grisly details involved in the despicable individual known as Vance Belter. I wrestled yesterday with talking about the interview that he gave the New York Post because it's the biggest story in our state this year. When you murder to a dog, which, by the way, this show is never going to dismiss, ever. Attempt to murder three others, and who knows how many other people. We know he was at two other homes. We have some sort of knowledge of a list. And I wrestled yesterday, Dave, with, he does this interview. Should I give him any credibility? Should I even talk about it? Because I don't believe a word he says. But then, do I stick my head in the sand and I'm not going to cover the story? It just bugged me yesterday. I'm like, we knew the press conference was coming, so why am I going to give him any light of an interview? That doesn't mean I'm not going to discuss the evidence, but if somebody says you should have talked about the interview yesterday, I get it. It's fair. I want to balance covering the story and not hanging on every word of a homicidal maniac and acting like, oh, wow, he told me this. Well, this must be true. Don't believe a word he says. Why would you believe one word he says? There's zero reason to, including, you know, Tim Walz went to him because he wants to be a senator. And let's not only kill Klobuchar, but kill Tina Smith. This will be the decision by the federal government. Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi would like to have this story in the news right now. Pam is sick of taking the heat on the Epstein situation. Major up a little earlier this week. Major's on at 105. We'll talk about that. Anybody believes this was Pam Bondi's decision on the Epstein files? You don't pay enough attention, or you're just a sucker. This was Donald Trump's decision 1,000%. But Joe Thompson, the acting U.S. attorney for Minnesota, laid out the charges And within those charges, Dave, after the indictments from the grand jury, death penalty is a possibility. They don't give that responsibility to Tom Heffelfinger in the past, or Andy Luger in the past, or Joe Thompson. It goes up to the federal level of the Department of Justice. I realize we have a flawed legal system. Last time we talked about this was in the minutes after Diddy was found not guilty of the most powerful of the charges, the ones which could have sent him away basically for life. And we reminded people again, not new, shocking news. Guess what? You have money. You have access to outstanding attorneys compared to you don't have access to attorneys who aren't overwhelmed, because there are some young public defenders who are brilliant attorneys. But they also have, I don't know, 75 cases? And they have like 5 minutes to look at all the cases and say, okay, here's where we're going. So we've had examples of individuals, Dave, as you know, who have been on death row, for not days, not weeks, not months, not years, decades. Decades. And then guess what happens? Another piece of evidence comes out. DNA, recanting testimony, questions on the credibility of a witness, question on the credibility of the officers, question on the credibility of jurors, question on the credibility of lawyers, and a person who maybe through appeals has been on death row for, 21 years. Guess what? They're no longer eligible for death row because that murder one charge has been dropped. They still might have other charges against them. They may not be like the person you want coming to your house. We also have a disproportionate system on race. We just do. Doesn't mean every time, obviously, as we discussed many times. But in this case, would you like the Attorney General and the people around her to say yes to death penalty on Vance Belter? I'm a yes. I wrestle with this. I absolutely do. Because I know, as I've just laid out in a small dose, because so many other smarter legal minds could lay out a case for probably the entirety of the show why we should not have the death penalty because of issues with our system. We also could say the morality of our country. That are we going to lower ourselves to the vermin involved in brutally killing an individual or individuals and do a quasi tit for tat? Guess what? You kill people, so we're just going to kill you. Should we be better than that? The cost involved with it. For some, they believe, guess what, Dave? 40, 50, 60, whatever years behind bars. That might be torturous than ending someone's life. I think it has to be selective. But I still think there are examples in our society when the death penalty applies. And if Vance Belter was not found, who knows how many more people he would have killed, and we know who he killed. These were assassinations to some level of a political nature to have implications. Who knows all the implications? As I said on Twitter in the hours after, I still find it shameful isn't strong enough how individuals in this town and across the country like this knew right away the motivation of Vance Belter. And let's improve my brand. Some of these people I know. And it was embarrassing. It was grotesque. Where there's one little inkling of news on this maniac. And so I'm going to say, of course, he's aligned with the Democrats. This was all a part of Tim Walz' Minnesota. And know it. And I'm going to put tweets out, or I'm going to videos out. And then later, when we learn more information, there's more information to be learned. Then all of a sudden you start retweeting people saying, this isn't the time to cast aspersions and point fingers. Pfft, hello? You were somebody who was doing it right away, and there were a lot of people in this group, not just in this town, but across the country. So there is still a lot more in Belter, in our system, 1,000% deserve to be represented and have his day in multiple courts. Joe Thompson made that very clear with us about 10 days ago or so. The feds are going first. Mary Moriarty can want whatever she wants. Guess what, Mary? You're not winning this one. The feds are going first. So when you look at this, and you can also broaden it out to should we have the death penalty in this country, I believe as a conflicted individual, and somebody can make the argument against me saying, if you're conflicted on this, you're really going to put somebody to death when you wrestle with whether this should be? I still think that some things are so vile and the other implications tied to it that even conflicted, I'm for the death penalty. In this case, qualifies for me. I know Dave sees it different. Dave's going to explain that, but I want to hear from you. I'd love to hear a lengthy phone call on this, a shorter phone call, or text. You definitely have an opinion on this. It's the biggest story in the state still now, and we just had a huge press conference just as our show was finishing yesterday. Death penalty or not for Vance Belter. Where do you stand? It's as simple as that. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I got this one, too. National Hot Dog Day.
How could it be anything else?
Yeah.
Chili dog outside the Tasty Foods.
Mm-hmm. Chili dog slightly overrated.
Not nearly as good as the Coney.
Correct.
A cousin of the chili dog, but better.
Yep. Correct. I like chili. Again, the ranking, we're going to get into the National Hot Dog Day later. The ranking, once again, for me, is a Polish, a brat, and then a hot dog. I like hot dogs. Don't get me wrong. I don't need the, you know what I like to do? Sometimes separate but equal.
Okay. Keep the hot dogs apart.
Yes, the hot dogs and chilies. Separate them.
That's fine.
But equally enjoy them.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm saying this is a case with Vance Belter where the federal government, who will make this decision, Pam Bondi, and a team a part of this, that Vance Belter should face the death penalty. Narrow application. Dave, why do you see this differently?
I just don't see the specific crime as it doesn't change my opinion, whether it's the worst, most heinous, disgusting, horrible crime you can imagine, or something that just barely squeezes into the death penalty possibility. Doesn't matter. Doesn't it? To me, it's just...
There's no scenario for you.
Nope. There's not. There's not. I don't think that's our decision to
Somebody
make.
Somebody goes to an elementary school and kills 20 kids. No. For you.
No.
Okay?
No. I just don't feel that
we should
humans,
not lower ourselves to
as to put that. Yeah. I don't think we should lower ourselves. I think we should be a more enlightened society, one could say. I don't think that's a decision that you should put in the hands of a jury or a judge. And, you know, if it's if we're talking the electric chair or the gas chamber or lethal injection, I wouldn't want to be the one to administer it. So I wouldn't want to be in a position to, if I'm on a jury, if I am a judge, to say, you have to do that. That's part of your job. You have to kill that human being.
Well, also, think about the stories we've had the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years
mm-hmm.
of problems trying to put people to death.
Yes. Issues with that. Obviously, you talked about, you know, people on death row for 20, 30 years, all of a sudden new evidence comes to light and they're exonerated. In this case, the Belter case, yet to be tried, certainly seems open and shut.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of question, but that to me just doesn't matter. I would say, you know, if you had a system where the jury or judge can look at a crime, look at the, you know, someone who's been found guilty and say they are worried of this kind of treatment in jail, and, you know, Belter could be a, you know, you don't get to leave your cell more than a half hour a day, and all you get to eat is beans and rice for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even get an alternative. Fine, that's good for me, but
that's not lowering our standards when we're debating lowering our standards for killing somebody if we're treating them that horribly.
I think it's far different than the death penalty.
Okay. I think a lot of people are with you. Among the texts, Chad, first, I do not like the death penalty at all. I want this awful man to be in prison for life. I don't know if he will ever come to terms with what he did or continue in his delusional world. And I hope no one kills him there so he lives a long time. Thank you. More text. Death penalty. Damn right. Chad, I'm unlike you as conflicted in this case. I do think it is warranted. Death penalties make an example out of someone. My problem with death penalty is how long it takes to actually do it. If you wanted to truly work and you're found guilty, you'd be put to death within the year. I think you have to exhaust the legal system for these individuals. But as you were just saying, picking up on one of my points, it's now absurd that it's 15, 20, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it has to be a year. I differ from the texter, but I get the point. if we're going to do it, it should not be a 20-year process. If you want to say, nope, we're not going to lower ourselves to that level, I get millions and millions are with you. But the other thing of, well, we're just going to go 10, 15, 20 years and slow this process down so dramatically, that isn't right either.
No, it's absurd.
There has to be a better way than that. Hi, Chad. Yes, in this heinous, meticulously orchestrated case, the federal death penalty should be carried out. Reading a lot of text here. Absolutely yes on the death penalty. Let's not have him sit in jails. get it done. Kind of the same point. It's just beyond horrendous. Death penalty for sure. The creepy stalking, praying that it deserves a death penalty all the way. Horrible. Yeah, that's part of what we're learning, too, on the stalking of property. This bizarre letter to Cash Patel. Walls' involvement and where to send him and military training. There's nothing he can say right now that convinces me he's telling the truth. Now, again, he, like everybody involved, and it doesn't turn out fair, we know that, like everybody involved, deserves an opportunity to tell his side of the story. There's no denying he was there, right? Is there any denying that he was at the houses and even acknowledges that he was at? Does he acknowledge for sure he was at Ann Rest's place? Because he talks about that police interaction and says, if I wanted to, did he use the word slaughter? Remember, I forget which word he used, but if I wanted to kill cops, I could have. I'm still very confused on what happened there with the police officer when the police officer was interacting, there was no exchange. And just went on. And again, I'm not saying officers have to be flawless. Aren't you still like really, what else happened there?
It is a little peculiar. I mean, the whole situation seems, and I get that the officer then went on to do what she was asked to do, go check on the house. But
yeah,
when you have somebody that you know you're looking for somebody and displaying that absolutely strange behavior.
Now, there's another police officer. You're talking to another police officer, you believe, and you're interacting, and this person just staring straight ahead and saying nary word to you. I'm not asking for flawlessness. I'm not asking for perfection. The pressure on somebody in that case is extraordinary, including not putting yourself in a position where you're killed. I still have just a lot of questions about that. No death penalty. We cannot say murder is wrong and then kill somebody as a sentence. I used to be pro-death penalty, but over time realized it's not morally consistent with my other views on our society. Have you always, in your belief, been against the death penalty?
I've never been comfortable with it, yeah.
More text. The death penalty would let the monster off easy. A lot of people believe that. That this is the easier way to go. And it should not be. Last one. The death penalty does not deter anyone when it's done behind closed doors, visible only for the family of the victims. If we're going to use the death penalty, and I think we should not, a texter says, we should make it public and do it by firing squad or hanging. Let all see so the reality is visible to all. What are your thoughts on that text?
No.
I don't think in any way we need to put this on television and a pay-per-view. And in coming to this conclusion in this limited way, am I convinced by doing this that is going to cause some other vicious, violent, despicable individual to have pause? No, I don't. I don't know about murder and life in prison causes someone to think that way. This is not a rational thought. Someone logical, reasoned, measured, that type of person is not thinking that way.
Correct.
It is more just what is the just punishment that we've deemed as a society that this person should receive. Arena, much lighter topics. coming up with our friend Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11 Aquarius. I filled up my water at the building a little bit before we started. And I am not exaggerating. I thought, why didn't I fill this water at home with Aquarius water? Because our water downtown, not that good. I'm not saying all the water down here isn't good. Maybe other places. This building's 5,000 years old. When I fill up a glass, a mug, a bottle, whatever it might be at home, I have the Kinetico drinking water system from this great family-owned company, which started in 1987, AquariusHomeServices.com. Just the best. Get it. You'll realize why it's so good. Right now, you can save up to 25% on a Kinetico drinking water system from Aquarius. I've had it in multiple homes, and anytime I move, it will be a part of the move. And there are tens of thousands of Minnesotans who do the same thing. But it's more than just that. It's the water softener. So the shower, the dishwasher, the washing machine. And how about as Aquarius continues to get bigger and bigger, more comprehensive, and again, earning the right to be recommended, you go to that utility room, you're not sure something's working, you think it should be tweaked, you want a little maintenance or something's not working, Aquarius covers all of that. They're really good. And the customer service is a 10. AquariusHomeServices.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
It's a trained professional. This is someone who you watch every day to guide you through important news stories. And that's not AI. I mean, that's the real deal from you.
Sadly.
Yeah. Yeah.
sad but true.
Yeah. Should we send that to your family just to make sure they know why they believe so much in what journalism has brought to you? Or maybe more importantly, why the hell you're on this show?
Or what it's taken from me.
Yes. Is that the journalism or just the show in particular?
I was thinking the show in particular.
Yeah,
but
I think so. You remember where you were a couple weeks ago and your brother called in?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to that same place last night, and it's raining. Okay. There are five of us in the car, and I am offering drop the folks off, and then I'll park, and I'll deal with the rain.
What a giver.
I mean, should be Nobel Peace Prize stuff right there. And it's raining reasonable. It's not pouring, but if you can get out early, you know, closer, sure. And so the family's getting out. There's Michelle's in front. The three kids are in the back. And it takes Quinny a little bit longer to slide across. And this guy starts honking his horn as if the monsters from Jurassic Park are behind us and ready to devour us. And it still bugs me today. And I looked in the mirror and I could see, I don't know if it's the missus, I don't know if it's the girlfriend, I don't know if it's the side piece, the sister. And she was mad at him. She's mad. I mean, you can see. And then he kind of was shrinking a little bit.
You gathered all this.
I am psychic. I have the ability to judge all of this from the rearview mirror. You're a jackass if your move is in a small town area when people are trying to get out and avoid some rain to be. I hope the guy rolled his ankle painfully getting out of the car later. Is that fair?
No. Good golly. Why would you wish harm upon others?
Okay, you're right. Wasn't
for
strong. I hope
a minor infraction.
You're right. It wasn't strong enough. I hope he breaks his ankle when he gets out of the car.
Oh, my gosh. How very dare you.
Dave Harrigan, are you with me? You're just a jackass. We're not in Manhattan, okay? We're not trying to catch the last ferry to homeland. It's going to take approximately, I don't know, might have taken about another 9 seconds because there's a stop sign there anyway. And everybody was escaping. I was right in calling this person a jackass, yes or no?
You were getting between somebody and his food. How dare you? Get those people out of the car.
Yeah.
I think it's on you for not prepping.
Not sure,
Michelle.
He didn't look real hangry. Let's just put it that way.
You should have pushed.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
You stop yourself right now.
Look full
what
to me.
What if he just found out he was being audited? How about that?
By Scientology?
His mom now has a rare disease. You don't know what he just found out. You don't know what kind of mood he was in.
Yeah. Well, he was going the same speed. You know, he wasn't. When I turned into the nearby parking lot, I kind of slowed a little bit, and it wasn't like, zoom, he took off. That's taking off in a car very fast, by the way. Zoom. He just was being a jerk. So, Dave, what is fair to wish upon this person?
A nice day.
Okay.
A good evening.
What a fraud you
a
are.
A lovely meal.
Okay.
I mean, you didn't prepare your Michelle and the kids to get out of the car. You should have had them unbuckle shortly before you stopped. Be ready to get out, kids. Be ready to get out, Michelle.
Yeah.
Sounds like they were dilly-dallying, taking their time.
Because it really takes a long time to unbuckle.
That's what I'm hearing. And then you're ripping the guy for, I don't know, following proper traffic procedures for not speeding through the parking lot. You're ripping him for that?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah. He wasn't in a hurry. He was just being a jerk. And you're such a fraud because off air you're going to tell me you're right.
No. I'm not.
Okay. Well, now you won't now because you don't want to because I've laid it out. Yes or no, am I right to wish, maybe not the broken ankle. Okay, not the broken ankle. Just a severe sprain.
Grade two?
Grade two, yes. Grade two. High ankle sprain.
Dr. James.
Choke on the chicken bone.
Yeah, Dr. James Andrews has to take a look at it, has to fly in. You know, you got to see it. Okay, text away, 651-461-9226. We're going to pause, and then we're going to get to this story I saw out of the, I think it was the Washington Post. Silicon Valley and pushing to breed super babies. How far people are going with IVF to create the best children possible. Where is the line for this with Rena, Dave, and myself? If you want to call me a horrible person, you might be right. No, you're not. You're actually not right. Was I right or wrong in wishing harm? I didn't do anything. I didn't get out and shoot the person. So what do you want to say about that interaction? And then IVF and trying to create the flawless person. Where do you stand? 651-461-9226. It is National Hot Dog Day, which we're going to get to later. 0 to 10, Rena Sargentopoulos is hungry at lunch. Somebody says, put away the menus. Put away the menus, and they provide you with a hot dog. I mean, what a great... What, did you ever have a date where the guy said, put away the menus, toots? I'm picking up the food. Yes.
I did have a date where someone ordered for me, and it was the last date that I ever had.
Is that right?
Human. Yes. Yeah.
Was it because of that move or everything else associated with that move?
Well, just everything else. But yeah. I think if you really like somebody, you could be like, hey, don't do that again. But like, yeah, this it was never going to happen. So, yeah.
What did they order?
Don't you dare order for me.
Yeah, well, exactly. What did they order for you?
We were at a fancy steak place. I can't remember which one it was, like Ruth Chris or something, or Gianni. I don't know what it was, but he ordered my steak for me and side dishes, and I was like, okay.
Yes or no, it was Jason DeRusha.
No. Jason DeRusha's been married for 1,100 years.
Yeah. Well, you never know. You never know. By the way, somebody suggests this is the time for the inflatable bumpers. So in my car situation last night where you just back the car right into the other car and no damage. Now, this for me, you may not be aware, this is the greatest invention which has not been developed yet. I believe there should be electronic signage on the back of a car and the front of the car. And you could communicate with them. Like in this case, I would say, hey, jackass, wait 10 seconds. My family's getting out of the car. Or also it could have been like when you first went on a date with this guy, I could have said, hey, toots, I'm going to order for you. Put away the menu. Right? Communication like that in the car. That sounds like a great idea, doesn't it?
I will tell you, this is like the fourth time you've brought this up to me on the show, and I still think it's a dumb idea like I did the very first time.
I have feelings. I'm here.
You do not have feelings.
I want you to realize I'm trying to center myself right now. And you're breaking up my ecosystem, and this hurts. Okay, the number of IVF is a huge, huge situation. Dave's been a part of it. I have many other friends who've been a part of it. It became a political conversation last year with IVF. And now, as we continue to make advancement after advancement, Silicon Valley is in the business of trying to continue something which has been out there for a while, of basically super babies, that trying to create the combination of the genetics and put together a child that is absolutely brilliant. And it's a lengthy Washington Post story. I would encourage people to read it. Some of the points from people pushing back and saying, well, for some who may have a kid a little bit older, you may do testing to find out if anything else is going on. Some may do that testing even if they're younger. May not tell all the story, but some people might want to feel better about having that information. Others don't want it. I'm having the kid no matter what, whatever. So some are saying, what's the difference here? If you now want to have a child where you don't want to have your child facing significant illnesses, and if also in an IVF situation, you can have a child who, I mean, they're still trying to test so many things out to see what matches, what's environmental, what works. But if you can have the best and brightest kid, why not? And it's a burgeoning industry. It's not slowing down. Where do you stand on this as a mother, as a journalist, as an observer?
That's a tough one because everybody's journey into having a child or becoming a parent is different. And I did not struggle with that. So I feel like I have no right to tell anybody else what to do or how to do it. Also, when you think about the medical advances that we've made or just things that we used to think were taboo or were a no-go in society even 10 years ago that now are acceptable, or how artificial intelligence is playing a role. I have a story tonight about how artificial intelligence may have potentially reversed a genetic disorder that a baby was born with, and that baby was born through IVF. So all that genetic testing should have, in theory, been done, and it happened anyway. So I don't know where I stand on that. I don't know how to answer that because I just think our lives are changing so quickly these days. Mm-hmm. It's hard to make a solid stance on that right now. I know it's not really an answer.
I mean, I get it. It's some of these things that I know radio is supposed to be, hi, everybody, I got this hot take opinion no matter what. Sometimes it's not that easy. Dave, you guys went through this. If you decided to have a third child and your doctor said, we can do this, we can do more screening, we can try to create a child that might reach even higher heights than you would have even thought about when you and Lindsay first considered this, what would you say?
It's impossible. Have you seen our genetics? They're flawless. I understand genetic testing, you know, if you're looking for, you know, conditions, diseases, you know, whatever it is. And
yep.
If you're a parent that just says, you know, I want to know, whether that would be I need to have an abortion or I just want to prepare myself when the child is born, that these challenges will be there.
Yep.
I understand that. When we're talking about the promises of creating, you know, super babies, you know, super genetically modified, perfect babies, that sounds to me like a cash that or a check that that's tough to cash.
Yeah.
I'd need a whole big look at the science behind that because it seems like there's far too many variables to be able to put a guarantee like that.
That's exactly right. I mean, we can have the nature versus nurture conversation so many times. I mean, we've all witnessed kids who grow up in this chaotic, lacking, you know, normalcy environment. The kid's amazing or vice versa, right? And also, what sort of, we'll go to 5835. Do you have a guarantee then? Okay, I do this. I decide, Michelle and I decide, we're going to have kids, you know, and we're going to do this. Do we start checking back in at 5, at 10, at 15?
SAT scores.
Right? Yeah. I mean, maybe you're bragging about your kids' scores. Like, okay, you know, it's only a 29. You told me it'd be a 36, you know, with the ACT situation. It troubles me, but I think it's going to be a big part of our lives going forward. I really do.
For sure.
Did you learn a lot during this conversation?
I never do.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's kind of the key to this show. Chad Hartman Show. Do you learn a lot? I never do. Thank you. Have fun today.
I love you guys. Bye.
See ya. Linda's Construction Time. It's time for me to start telling you it's the time for your home to defend itself with storms with Leaf Guard and GAF hail resistant roofing. Do it right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.